Many of us are feeling restless and anxious to get out during this COVID-19 movement control order. Others, on the other hand, are doing just fine staying indoors and making the most of their time out of the sun, with peace and quiet. One of these people is a 90-year-old auntie in Singapore who does the Straits Times Stay Home, Stay Safe coloring challenge every day. Her granddaughter, Kai Ling Lek, took to her Facebook page to share the story of her grandmother's perseverance throughout the circuit breaker. https://www.facebook.com/sunshine.chilling/posts/10157420648749247 She wrote, as a 90-year-old, her eyesight and fine motor skills aren't great, but she puts in her best efforts to make these illustrations come alive. To be honest, the illustrations were not easy for Granny to understand. There were so many things that she couldn't understand, like food delivery, or doing yoga at home, and even the concept of animals wearing masks was something she took some time to understand. But she didn't give up, and she made sure to ask us what the illustrations are, and she listened intently when we explained to her. It was really nice seeing that she kept busy with the coloring tasks this week, and I could tell that her coloring skills improved as she colored more. She's really proud of her work too, as she comes into our room every night to show us her masterpieces and explain to us why she chose to use specific colors, she added. Through this, she really did inspire me to never stop learning. If Granny can work so hard to learn new concepts and be patient when we explain to her with our limited Tao Chu, we should work hard too, she ended her posting. This auntie is truly the epitome of the Chinese proverb, live until old, learn until old. We should also certainly learn a thing or two about patience and perseverance from her. Thank you, Auntie, for the valuable lesson on how to be a better person. Also read, old lady spends hours catching seafood to sell so she can support adopted, mentally ill daughter. You have reached the end of this story.